What's up? Baby, let's go. This is the Cafe.
Crank up the radio.
This is gonna be awesome.
This is the Cafe.
93.6.
You're listening to 93.6, and here at Quick FM, we love creative people and we love storytellers. So the man I am chatting to is literally, I think, the epitome of that description. Kabelo Kungwane, so if I had to read your CV, then it would take me about 2.5 weeks. But I think the most important thing is Kabela's the creative director of Kasi Flavor 10. This I love. It's a creative platform that is inspired by South African football culture and design. Now, we know that football or soccer is a religion in this country. So way more than a culture. And also 1/4 of, and please, is it, how do you pronounce SA artist, Sartist? What are you trying to do with that creative name?
The Sartist, yes.
Sartist, great. So this is I love this word, a creative collective from Joburg, which is usually where these people stem from. Now, Kabelo, like I said earlier, you're a storyteller, you're a creative force of nature, and you started Kasi Flavor 10, so you can literally put everything you do into one thing. So just before we start off, like I said, I'd love to hear from you yourself. If you had to kind of write a professional Tinder bio for yourself about exactly who Kabelo Kungwane is, tell me a little bit more about yourself that's not mentioned in that awesome CV of yours.
It's very difficult to always say my bio, you know. And I've also struggled when I sent the Wikipedia team my bio. But yeah, born and raised in Alexandra. And yeah, born and raised born and raised in Alexandra. And I've always loved history and design, you know, and also sports. So I think this has been my path to create a platform that goes hand in hand with my life, you know, because growing up from a football background and also being so intrigued by history and art. So basically that's part of my life. Always I've been always wanting to merge those three things that I am passionate about, you know, which is why I created Kasi Flavor 10.
Yes. And that's incredible. So while we're actually chatting today is not only to boost Kabelo's ego about this incredible creative person that he is we are chatting about a hashtag Wikipedia by us. Now, this is a campaign that you've heard a lot about over the last week on Pick FM, and we're super excited about it because the idea behind it is literally to create a platform for South Africans to make their voices heard on, we all know, Wikipedia. But Kabelo, tell us a little bit about your work and how you fit into the Wikipedia by Us campaign.
I think my work is more of storytelling and research, you know. And also, so I think it was very much fitting to be part of Wikipedia because I also use Wikipedia to do some research on the work that I'm doing, whether I'll be doing a creative direction on a shoot about a football player or a story that I've heard, you know, from people in the townships. And also just to do research and get more stats. My go-to platform is Wikipedia. So I think one of the reasons why I joined the campaign is because Wikipedia is one of the platforms that I go to as a researcher, you know, just to get those insights and information and knowledge. So for me, it was an easy thing to do because it's something that I use every day. And I always wanted to create awareness to other people about Wikipedia, about what they do and everything. So yeah.
Absolutely. And I think it's so interesting what you said is you use Wikipedia every day. And I think 90% of us actually do, whether it's to win arguments against our friends for better reasons that you do for research. And I think the interesting thing about this campaign is the fact that we all use Wikipedia, but we need more voices and content creators on the other side of the platform. Now, you're literally a content creator by trade. Why do you think it's important for young South Africans to get into content creation?
It's because, like, one thing, we need to know where we come from, you know, and our own identity. So I think creating content that's about us and telling our own narrative, I think it's very important for young South Africans to do. And because, like, most of the time, like, we see people from overseas who don't know, like, how we live. Like, they just take what they see on the internet and telling our story. So I think for young people, like, creating content is very, like, important, and also passing that, like, to the next generation about sharing the information and knowledge.
Absolutely.
So I think it's very, yeah.
And yes, we've got so much knowledge to share. And I love what you said about we're having other people tell our stories. And who better to tell our stories is us, ourselves. And we have so many stories to tell. And I've got to ask you on a personal note, Kabelo, with all your incredible interests, what would be the type of content that you would encourage young people to actually start creating for a platform like Wikipedia out of a South African context for you personally?
It's stories that that interest what they like, whether if it's music, it's more of like the history and also like passing the culture forward, you know. And yeah, if like you're interested in like film, you can like tell a story about what you really like interested in. Let's say if you wanna do a movie about Johannesburg as a whole, which like there's so many cultures, like people from the world, like they are literally living in Joburg, and there's a mix of cultures that like you can do a research on via Wikipedia, you know. And yeah, like I think the most important thing is to just find that research and get the knowledge, like, from what you are really like interested in. And like I feel like knowledge is accessible, and also like at the same time it's not, like, you just have to find ways to get it. So yeah.
Absolutely, I absolutely love that. So Kabelo, where can people find you on social media? Where can they find out more about Casa Flavor?
So we have a website, www.casaflavor10.com. That's where you're gonna see our work, our projects, and what we do, you know, as a creative platform for football. And then we also on Instagram at Casaflavor10. And Facebook, Casa Flavor 10. Yes.
So if you want to find out more about the incredible work that Kabelo does, please go to those platforms. And remember, follow the hashtag Wikipedia by us on social media platforms to find out exactly how this incredible creative platform is being pushed into our youth, and to be making sure that we are telling our own stories in South Africa. Like I said, we are very excited about this campaign at WikiFM, and you can get involved. So make sure you stay tuned to WikiFM, check out our social media, and go check out what this incredible young man is doing with Casa Flavor 10. Kabelo Kungwane, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And I can't wait to see what you do next.
Okay, thank you so much. I just wanted to encourage, you know, the students and the people out there to find their purpose and always like share and create, you know, and also find some knowledge and information, because those are the key to life, basically, you know. So yeah, thank you guys for having me, and thanks to Wikipedia for considering me to be part of the campaign. Thanks.
If you want to know what this campaign is about, then listen to that sentence from Kabelo, because that's what it is: chasing knowledge, finding your purpose. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much.
We all know Wikipedia, right? Did you know Wikipedia is written by more than 280,000 global volunteer contributors, but less than 1.5% of these are South African? Whoa, this means Wikipedia articles are missing the perspectives here from Africa. History written about South Africa and other countries is being documented by people in other regions of the world, which means we have less of a say. But that's about to change, thanks to Wikimedia South Africa and hashtag Wikipedia by us, to show South Africans an avenue to address inequities in accessing and sharing knowledge. We're inviting you to join the free knowledge movement to represent the real South Africa on Wikipedia. Stay tuned to Pig FM for more information about this incredible initiative, and make sure to follow hashtag Wikipedia by us on social media.